So we meet again. What are you doing here, snake? Coiled atop a cold cistern, chilled by what fills it, your eyes, which never closed, covered by a scale called a spectacle, appear to be looking out over the gully that drains the spring, though your retinas, which do close, may be shut tight. It's a brisk April morning. I'm carrying a gallon of bleach to treat the system. You lie there among the stones that hold the cistern lid down, so you'll have to move now, or be moved. My first few prods with a stick do not rouse you, but the fifth or sixth one does, and your tail full of rattles springs up in its warning whir just beside your wedge of head. And when I poke you again, all your winded coils respond at once in every direction and simultaneously, in order to propel you southward over cistern lip and into the 5-foot drop to the muddy ground below, where you stay a little while, stunned and probably still cold. Splash from the overflow pipe cannot help in this regard, but I've brought a bucket too, to dip out 10 or 15 gallons and let the chlorine do its poisonous business without excess dilution. I confess I am tempted to toss the first bucketful on you to drive you away, but I've already disturbed your sleep, if that's what it was, and you are beautiful there, shimmering in the spring mud. By the time I replace the cistern lid and the stones, the slenderest shaft of sun has breached the dense canopy above us and shines on you and warms you enough you move in slow, elegant S's down into the narrowing gully, where you'll spend your day waiting among blackberries, ferns, and blossoming sumac for a mouse much less watchful than I am to blunder by.